America tonight. As always, happy to be the captain of this ship. I think I had too many cups of coffee. You know what that's like. When you hit work and you're already jittery. Yeah. I had some good coffee, though. It was Kona brewed, so I just couldn't keep away. Normally just a cup or two, but perhaps I plied myself with too much. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. I don't see the excuse for the birther movement, though, because it couldn't be about too much coffee. Something is not right when it comes to this whole Obama birth certificate thing. Because, listen, you know how I usually say when there's smoke or when there's fire and smoke and everything's exploding in pockets here and there, that there's usually something to it, right? So where there's smoke, there's fire. But in this case, I have turned over my own rocks, and there is nothing there. There is nothing there. As much as people want to get rid of Obama, this is not the thing that's going to work. Or, trust me, his legs would have already been taken out. It would have already happened. I think this is one conspiracy theory or plot that couldn't be covered up. Right? You might disagree. If you do, I want to hear what you think is the serious evidence that proves something to the contrary, that there is a real authenticated birth certificate from Kenya, and that, in fact, there is some maneuvering going on. If anybody, other than Lou Dobbs, because I don't think he'll call this radio show, has some proof, please step forward. And you know the digits, 800-259-5791. I'm agreeing with Bill O'Reilly on this. This is a no-spin zone moment for me. I just can't go with you on the birther thing. Granted, there are a lot of things that I could nail Obama on, especially all these empty campaign promises that are all falling flat. The bogus stimulus, the treatment of the CIA, the release of the photos, the flyover. I mean, there's just a million things. I got a notebook full of them. In fact, three pages. Legitimate things that I think have gone wrong so far already in the first, what, 6.5 months, whatever it is. And this is another one that I would add to my list of something that I think is ridiculous. The idea to shut down Gitmo and to send the detainees, many of them who have direct ties to 9/11, let's be honest about it, to put them into any prison. I don't care what supermax prison it is in the United States. And one of the places being proposed is Leavenworth, Kansas. So I don't blame the Republican senator from that state, Pat Roberts, for threatening to shut down the Senate before he allows terrorist suspects to be relocated to his state and to Leavenworth prison. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's take all of these people from Guantanamo. Let's put them in the prison in Kansas and then use the others for Michigan, because that's the other thing. The Obama administration is looking at Kansas, Leavenworth, and also a Michigan prison as a destination for accused terrorists after they close down Guantanamo. Because then where do they go, right? We've already had this argument. I say you put them on a barge and let them float. See if the sharks from Shark Week, the great whites, ooh, sorry about that. One seems to have gotten one of the guys on the end of that raft there. That's how much I care. I have to be honest, right? So, and I know then this is, some people are probably hacked off by hearing me say that. That's cool. Send me an email. No problem. We're not terrorists. I get that. But these guys at Gitmo were not being treated badly. Frank Gaffney, who's been on this show many times, said as he visited Guantanamo, he didn't see any of some of the things that were being reported, that they got three squares. And what was the problem? The problem, really, is for the guards who are at Guantanamo, who get spit on, thrown things, get thrown at them. Plus, they have to deal with the whole Cuba factor being where they're not wanted in general. So I think that's where the real threat is. So anyway, this is the deal. It's kind of been under wraps. It's been talked about a little bit, but now it's starting to come full circle because this has to happen by next January, and that means it's a game of beat the clock. If the idea is, okay, here's another campaign promise, I was going to close Guantanamo because everybody hates the United States for having a place like Gitmo open, then by golly, it's going to be done by 2010 in January. Well, if they close that and then to appease international allies, right? What does it do to the people in the United States? What does this administration need to know? Will a new facility, what will that do? Will it be more appealing for people in Europe and other places, for the whole international community, or for the opinions about the United States that we house these terrorists in our own prisons? It makes, I agree with Roberts, it makes things less safe for Americans. I don't want to keep bringing up the FBI director, but Robert Mueller said it best. He testified before Congress and he said, listen, you do not want these prisoners. You do not want them in an American prison system, regardless of what the prison system is, because of the radicalization possibilities. And look what we see popping up, homegrown terrorist cells. So then you add that to the despondencies of the prisoners who are in there, and it's outrageously chaotic. But I care more about the people on the outside. That's where my concern is. So while I can't side with people on the birther movement, boy, my list is long. And this is on the list. The whole Guantanamo thing is just ridiculous. Buckling to international opinion that I think is bogus. I would put that on there, and then I would put this health care reform. And the reason I would put health care reform, because if you want to tweak the system, do it effectively. Do it by getting it out to the people, not cramming it down everybody's throat. So, of course, there isn't bipartisan cooperation for this. Of course. Because it was another let's get this under the wire thing. Ooh, how many people don't have health insurance? What are we going to do? What are we going to do about the system? Michael Moore says we're 37th on the list, and that's terrible. And it is terrible to be 37th on the list. But who are the people, one, that don't have health insurance? Are they opting out of it? Are there? We know there are people that can't afford it. We know there are people that are getting screwed over by their insurance companies. Let's face it. Some people have good health care. Some people have bad health care. Some people have lousy health care partially because of the corporation they work for. They don't offer good health care. And then there are companies that are small companies that can't afford health care. There are so many scenarios to this debate. But really, a lot of them are being shoved under the rug. That's the biggest problem. So what is August? August has become not the final farewell to the beach and the backyard barbecues. Well, for some of us, I guess it is. But not for the Democrats and the Republicans. It's a war zone. You're going to hear more and more. And we're going to have them on this show in the upcoming weeks. And I'll present all sides of this. We're going to have more and more people talking about what does it actually mean, what's the vote going to be, because I don't think there's going to be enough Republicans that are going to vote for this anyway. So I think health care reform, given the reaction of many people, is probably going to fail currently the way it's being proposed. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Hang with us, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
A couple of weeks left in August and summer dwindling away for kids are going back to school. A lot of people concerned about what's going to happen with this H1N1 or swine flu once they go back into the classrooms in New York and Texas and some of the other places where it bubbled up. Yeah, there are 150 swine flu cases that were reported in Arkansas. It's kind of like swine flu has taken a back seat to all this other stuff that we've been talking about. And interestingly enough, that whole vaccine process is going to be controversial. We know what happened some 30 years ago when they had a vaccine for swine flu. Of course, this vaccine is a little bit different, but there's not going to be enough of it. How big is the problem going to be? Remember, the WHO calls it a pandemic. Yeah. So we're coming up on a couple of other things that we're going to hit on America Tonight, including O.J. Simpson could be free. And that's according to the Nevada Supreme Court. Also, maybe he won't be free. Plaxico Burress, used to be an incredible wide receiver for the Giants, took a gun to a bar in New York, and it didn't end up so great for him. He has been indicted on weapons charges that could land him in prison for at least a couple of years. I think he's stunned by that, thinking that that wouldn't happen to him. Of course, one of the things that his lawyer said is the gun was registered in Florida. He could have it. It was a concealed weapon. Didn't realize that the law didn't apply in New York, but that didn't work with the grand jury. It's a great fair or foul, you know. 800-259-5791. Once again, let's head across the border to our friends in Canada and Mr. Al. Al, hello.
Hi, Kate. Kate, did you see that 5-year-old boy in Utah that was driving his mother's car? He was skipping out from church, and he stole his mother's car?
Seven years old.
I thought he was five. But anyway, he stole his mother's car, and he didn't like Sunday school, and he wanted to see what it was like to drive a car. President Obama has invited him to the White House for a root beer. Did you hear that? Him and the cop? He and the cop are going there to share a root beer to find out what's going on with all these car thefts. But I was, with regard to this Professor Gates, what if, and this Sergeant Crowley in Cambridge, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. what if there actually had been a burglar in Professor Gates' house, and Sergeant Crowley had let Gates go into the house, stay in the house, and Gates had been shot or stabbed. When Crowley ordered Gates to come out of the house, that's when the you-know-what hit the fan, right?
That's right.
When now, what if there actually had been a burglar in his house that this lady that dialed 911 and said there were people breaking in? What if there actually was two other people that were already in the house and Professor Gates had been murdered? Then Sergeant Crowley would be called on the carpet and he'd say, why didn't you protect Professor Gates, right?
Oh, yeah, it'd be a whole different scenario there. And that's the problem, Al, because he followed by the book what you do, and they always ask for ID.
Right. No, but maybe Sergeant Crowley was just trying to make sure that the premises was secure.
Right.
Because he didn't know that Professor Gates was the burglar or wasn't the burglar. So he wasn't sure, so he didn't know who the burglar was. So for all
right.
he knew, there actually could have been a burglar in the house other
sure.
than the guy that turned out to be Crowley.
Right.
Turned out to be Gates. So then
right.
Crowley would be, why didn't you protect Professor Gates? And also, Keith, I just, on behalf of all Western Canadians, I'd like to thank you Americans for letting us have the airplane that when President Ford was vice president, President Ford was vice president for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when he was vice president, he had what they call Air Force Two. There's an Air Force One and an Air Force Two, right?
Mm-hmm.
And up here in Western Canada, we've got Air Force Two that Vice President Ford used when he was vice president, and it's been turned into a water bomber. So I guess this is a case of not only does Ford not need a bailout, Ford is bailing us out.
there's a rim shot in that somewhere, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. Bye.
A bailout somewhere, absolutely. Hey, no bailout, by the way, for the folks in Baja. How about this? We're always talking about Mother Nature, right? And recently we've been talking about high temps in some areas. This was news in Tijuana, just right there, too, by San Diego. And buildings did shake in San Diego. Almost 6.9 magnitude slams into Baja. And buildings, like I said, were a little bit shaky in San Diego across the border. There was worries that you get a tsunami, because sometimes that will happen, especially if the quake is that deep. So no reports of death or damage yet. And Baja, California, of course, beautiful area, deserts, mountains, not a lot of population. I've been there once. It's beautiful, beautiful, like I said. But they could really feel it, I guess, in all areas around there. And they say there is a small risk of a tsunami, but so far nothing happened. And as time goes by, obviously that's good, but just this vibration that was felt, very weird. I don't know how many people listening to me have ever been in an earthquake. It's nothing like what you think you'd experience. And it comes so suddenly. There's no indication. Like hurricanes, when they're being talked about and you're watching the weather and there's alerts and you should get out of town, or here's what we see with the weather pattern, that kind of thing. Just like tornadoes, when boom, all of a sudden it strikes. And man, that's the same thing with earthquakes. All of a sudden it's that rattle and you're not really sure. If you're in California and you've been there for a while and you're warned about it, you sort of realize, well, that's what that must be, that feeling that I'm feeling, like something shaking underneath me. But boy, that was pretty close, just a little bit more, and I think they might have had that tsunami, and that's what most of the scientists are saying there. Wow. Speaking of tsunamis, the biggest tsunami going is the one we've been talking about here on America Tonight, and it really has to do with health care. And the Democrats now saying, listen, we've got something up our sleeve. We're going to make this happen with or without the Republicans, so they can go and talk across America about how this is not a good plan, how it hasn't been thought out, how it's going to cost too much money, and how you're all going to pay for it. But in the end, we're going to pass this bill because maybe we don't need that bipartisan cooperation to get it through. Now, everything I learned about passing a bill and making it a law tells me that, well, yeah, you do if you look at the numbers. But what Chuck Schumer is saying, the Democrat from New York, is that there is a rare legislative procedure that will expedite this legislation, and it'll actually fulfill what the president wants to see happen. It'll happen. September 15th is the deadline. Now, like I said, there's this big push through August, a race to make Americans understand or get on board or not get on board. But like I said, if you look at it strictly from how legislation is supposed to work, 60 votes is what you need to advance to the Senate, right? You have to have that happen. If you have no Republican votes, I don't see how you get it. But what is this procedural movement? Well, what it is, it would allow them to pass the health bill with 51 instead of 60. But it is a last resort since it limits what the legislative measures would be allowed, and any broad policy initiatives would probably have to be limited because that's the only way that could happen. And even Chuck Schumer, who is beating his chest and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do, wouldn't allude to what the contingencies were that are being considered. He accused the GOP of trying to thwart bipartisan progress to deny Obama a victory, and that it was about giving Obama a win, not so much about the people. But I love what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said. He said that, listen, even Schumer hasn't committed to supporting whatever the finance negotiators produce. And other Democrats are critical of the plan that's taking shape. Hello, the Blue Dog Dems? So how can any Democrat who doesn't support what the bipartisan group of finance members is working on even try to complain, for goodness sake, when there isn't any kind of a bipartisan approach? This is McConnell saying he's right. Where's this bipartisan bill? It's not even offered anyway. And it's obvious that the battle lines are drawn. Liberals are favoring a strong new government-run insurance plan that would compete with private insurers. And all the plans passed so far say that they have that. GOP opposes a new public plan, saying it's going to drive private insurers out of the business. So what's happening? The finance negotiators are looking at a system of non-profit health co-ops instead that's been suggested. I think there's clear lines in the sand right now. And where do you stand on this? 800-259-5791. Odds and ends coming up.
And now for something completely different.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
South Africa and California, of course. Why? Because of the water, the cooler waters. In the cooler waters, the real, real cooler waters, there have only been two great white attacks confirmed in Hawaii. I used to live in a place called Morro Bay. Man, I bet that was a feeding ground for the great whites because it's so cold, so much colder. This is a better way to say it, not cooler. So much colder there. The Pacific is freezing, so it makes sense. Australia, it makes sense as well, and South Africa. Anyway, I tell you this fun, freaky fact that I'm just throwing in the middle of the show because it is Shark Week on the Discovery Channel, and I am just fascinated with the whole shark story thing. I love the stories of the people getting away from the sharks and surviving, and all of them, no matter what happened to them, say, it's not their fault. I was in their way. I was there when I wasn't supposed to be there, or I should have known the waters are known to possibly have a great white. I'm like, wow, are you kidding me? So next week, to culminate Shark Week, we're going to have Fred Barnett on the show from Hawaii. He has a book out called Shark Stories, 101 Amazing Real Life Shark Tales. Some of them, I think, are being featured on that Discovery Channel thing. All right, this is no tall tale here, but an interesting one. Some of you know that I interviewed O.J. Simpson a couple of years ago, and what happened in that interview and the reason I agreed to do it is, of course, who wouldn't want to crack at asking questions, the obvious questions, and of course, he's skilled at answering the obvious questions like he did with Katie Couric and anyone else. There was not going to be any confession, and there was going to be descriptions of, well, here's what happened, and you know, I think I know who did it and whatever else, but you may have heard some of that. We played some of it on America Tonight. That happened, gosh, I want to say 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Well, anyway, three Nevada Supreme Court justices, 2 months after I interviewed Simpson, he was part of that gunpoint hotel room heist that landed him in jail. So three Nevada Supreme Court justices are actually weighing whether or not to let O.J. Simpson and one of his buddies out of prison while the full court reviews their convictions for that hotel room robbery. And the lawyers for Simpson and his friend are saying, listen, they need to be out so they can work on proving that they didn't get a fair trial. They were denied a fair trial. As for the district attorney in this one, the district attorney is saying that the jury has spoken and that they should continue to serve their sentences for kidnapping and armed robbery. What a strange twist. You know, O.J. Simpson, after meeting him, you realize it's somebody asked me, well, do you think he did it? And I say, absolutely. I mean, just my personal opinion. Of course, he was cleared in one court and then was convicted in another. And then, because of an out-of-control ego, put himself in the situation where he thought that it was okay to do what he did, to go back and get his memorabilia, and stupidly not realizing, you know, there's people that are going to nail you for that. There's people that are going to tape that. Yeah. So most would say, look, this is just desserts. And I'll tell you what, there is something about karma, isn't there? I don't think the judge in this case should let them go out to try to prove that they got an unfair trial. They were convicted. So that's up to the attorney. If the attorney proves that the trial wasn't fair, fine. And so be it. But I don't think that Simpson and his pal should be out as a result of that. Do you? In the meantime, as we continue here with odds and ends, couple of things. Did you hear the story about the graduate who is suing her college for $70,000 because she can't find a job? I'd say, boy, get in line. So Trina Thompson files this lawsuit in the Bronx in New York. She's 27 years old. She got a bachelor's degree there. She said she's been unable to find any kind of work since she got her information technology degree. That's specifically what it was in. Back in April, she says that the Office of Career Advancement didn't even help her with leads and career advice because they do promise to do that. The college where she went, Monroe College, they say that the lawsuit is completely without merit, that they insist that they help graduates find jobs. See, I think this is pretty cut and dry. She files the lawsuit, but if there's any record anywhere that they do help people find jobs, and they tried to help her. Obviously, she's stuck. But what she's saying is they didn't try hard enough. How do you prove they didn't try hard enough? And especially when you think of when she got out and you think of the economy, I think she's going to have a tough time proving that. In the court of public opinion, in a way, good for her for complaining, but she's not getting that $70,000 back. That's gone. She might as well spend a little bit more money and work on the resume and do whatever she can and start networking, because it's just going to put her further back. Like I said, get in line. There are so many people looking for jobs with degrees, not degrees, new, especially people that just got degrees, because you have all these college students that got out of college and they can't find anything. Because the entry-level jobs are going to people with all this experience who are desperate, want a job. And, of course, the employers are going to get the experience because they don't have to pay them the kind of money they normally would. So they're going to take the more experienced, mature person in a lot of cases, so they don't have to retrain them when they leave or they get bored or they don't want to do the job or they found something better. And, unfortunately, it's not fair, but it's where we're at because of the economy, because of this recession, because of the lack of the stimulus doing what it's supposed to do. Hey, the clunkers worked. The clunkers, cash for clunkers worked, but of course now it's null and void unless the Senate votes for $2 billion more to be pumped into it. Because after 1 week, the account was drained. So if you had a clunker, you took it in, it was good for you because you got a car that you might have needed that you were waiting on because you got $4,500 in exchange for it. But if you have that clunker and you are mulling it over, too late. You snooze, you lose when it comes to this government, because they could change their mind or realize they don't have enough money to cover what was initially supposed to be a great program to help get cleaner cars out there and have people get more cash to help them pony up the money that they need for something new and more economical and better gas mileage on the roads, which is great for the people who had those junkers sitting around. But the ones who got there first are the ones who are benefiting everybody else. They're going to just have to sit and wait because the dealers, and do you blame them? I don't blame them for this. The dealers are saying, listen, I don't trust that the government's saying they're going to make good on this and that the Senate is going to pass this $2 billion, even though the House did. So I'm just going to take a wait-and-see approach. I'm just going to wait and see on this one. And speaking of wait and see, the post office is mulling over some big changes because they've got about $7 billion in a potential loss. It's just been awful for the post office. And so they're talking about that even though they had this 2-cent increase in the price of stamps in May, they're going to have deep cuts in staff, and they're going to have to remove more collection boxes. They've done that, but they think they're going to have to do more of that. And, in fact, they already sent a list of about 700 potential candidates for closing or even consolidating it because there's just no money left. There's no money in the till. Boy, this is becoming all too familiar, isn't it? And even the postal VP told a congressional subcommittee that local managers are going to try to study the stations. There's about 3,200 of them and branches across the country and look at customer access and service and cost savings and the employees and real estate values and all that stuff for the post office's long-term needs. Did you know there are 32,741 post offices in the United States? Now, their fiscal year ends on September 30th, so nothing will change there. But of the amount that I was talking about, they expect that about 1,000 offices could be maybe closed, maybe even a little bit more, switching the business to the Internet, all that sort of stuff, because a lot of people do get stuff through the Internet already, but maybe even push that more. The recession has to have hurt the post office, I would think, right, because of advertising mail. Advertising mail is usually voluminous. You know, how much did you get in your, how much junk mail, because to us it's junk mail, right? How much junk mail did you get in your mailbox today, yesterday, or not yesterday, we didn't have mail on Sunday, last week? Considerably less, right? It's like those credit card offers, because the credit cards have been yanking our chains for so long, and now with the idea of trying to reform credit card companies, now those offers that were all over the place, you know, you get all those offers in the mail, those offers are starting to dwindle, but that's also mail that's out there, and it's not coming in the way it used to. Of course, the gas prices, that was really tough for the post office because they spent more money in that area as well. So the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, added the Postal Service to the list of troubled agencies because there's significant structural financial challenges that they're facing. And from employee to delivery of the mail to the closing, you know, that, what is it, rain, sleet, hail, whatever it is, that they might have to alter that. No matter what they deliver the mail, they might have less days that they deliver the mail. They might reduce it to 5 days. Mail volume fell by 9.5 billion pieces to 203 billion. And it's expected to go down to 28 billion pieces this year. How many businesses, how many of you use the post office, or do you instead use FedEx or some other form of mailing something that you have to get out there quickly? Postman doesn't ring twice when he's not around. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
What's this? A letter for me.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Tonight, we got to get that studio audience up and ready for the applause vote. We just can't afford those signs right now that say applause. You know, those cheesy signs they had in the Tonight studio, the ones they had with Leno, etc. We don't have those. So we have literally Donovan Madsen with a stick, almost like the kind of stick that they poke the alligators with to keep them away from you. Have you ever been to an alligator park where they do that? So he's got a stick, and he's got to kind of poke the people. Now, I'm not saying he's caning them or doing anything bad, but just a little poke to make sure that they're okay. Because it's 4 hours, a long time for a lot of people who are working during the day and then coming out to our studios, our fine facilities in Minneapolis, Minnesota. How about this story for the Daily Salute? Police in Australia stopped terrorist plans for a commando-style suicide attack on at least one army base. They think that there might have been more. They nabbed four guys with suspected links to a Somalian Islamic group, which is great. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd said the plot was a big-time reminder that Australia is still under threat from extremist groups, just like the United States and everybody else, right? Because you remember, extremist groups were enraged that the country sent troops to join the United States military campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. So even though it was a small amount that went, they still sent them. So you had about 400 cops, if you will, from state and national security services in Australia, that took part in 19 pre-dawn raids in Melbourne, which is the second city there. They picked up the four guys. They were all Australian, so here we go with the homegrown thing, all Australian. They were from 22 to 26 years old, and then they started questioning them. Of course, they had been and had surveillance on them for a while, and that's how they were able to link them to the groups and all that sort of stuff. With the cell's plan, which is always what you want to know, what were they going to do, it included sending people armed with automatic weapons into military bases in Australia and to kill as many soldiers as they could, just go into the barracks and kill everyone, cut them down, everybody they could, until they were killed. Finally, they were killed. So how many could they possibly, like a video game, how many people can they kill before they get killed? Man, a lot of people could have died in this one. So they're going to face charges under federal laws there of planning or preparing a terrorist act. And they realize in Australia that they have the threat as well, and it can be somebody that was turned on some of their own people, just like in the United States. They still have the same security warning rating that they've had in place, because they put it in place, too, since September 11th and what happened in the United States. Now, they haven't had a terrorist attack since then, but they keep that level raised. You know, the United States is looking at not using the levels, the warnings, the red, the orange, the et cetera, which I think people started to not pay attention to in the United States anyway. But in Aussie, they're keeping that together. Remember, there have been Australians that have died in attacks, but mostly overseas. The one in Indonesia was the worst in 2002 in Bali, because they hit a bunch of nightclubs and a lot of Australians were there, but not on their own soil. So this would have been a huge statement, but it didn't happen. And the group specifically they're talking about, this group was a safe haven to Al-Qaeda elements, they call them, that were wanted for a bunch of different things, including the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. And so this was pretty big for them to nail us. Without further ado, let's have some applause. No, we don't need the piano. We need the applause. There we go. Well, we can always play them a little ditty, but so hats off to the Aussies for stopping them before those poor soldiers. Who knows how many would have been killed. Yeah. Speaking of being killed, just reasons why you should pinch yourself every day that you live in the United States. It's great that we can, you know, get on airwaves like these and vent our frustrations about whatever administration or whatever policy we don't like. Because guess what? We have freedom of speech, thanks to our founding fathers. Yeah, and a free media, too, by the way, because in Ecuador, a country that I went to a couple of years ago, they're taking over the radio stations and the television stations. They're going to be state-run, just like in Venezuela. You see the influence of Hugo Chavez there. So here's another reminder, though. There's a Christian family that was burned to death in Pakistan after they say the Quran was defiled. So paramilitary troops were patrolling the streets of a town in eastern Pakistan after Muslim radicals burned to death 8 people in this Christian family. So 8 people, because they were Christian, were burned alive. Yeah. And what happened was you had a mob that just, the Islamic military group, a mob just opened fire. They threw gas bombs. They looted houses. Thousands of people of Christian faith ran for safety. And the group was shouting anti-Christian stuff and attacked the people however they could. They went on the rampage that I mentioned and did some of those things. And then they went on to grab at least 8 people, 4 women, a kid, and killed them in fires. 2 others they nailed with gunshots. And, you know, luckily the casualties, and supposedly the casualties are actually a little bit higher, but weren't as high as they could have been. They say that there might be dozens of bodies that are buried underneath some of the things that collapsed and that were knocked down, homes, of course, that were torched in that whole rioting thing. And there is an allegation that a Quran had been defiled, right? But they say that there is absolutely zero truth to that, that that was just nonsense and made up to throw out there to the Muslim population. And this whole tense thing started last week after the Muslims accused three Christian boys of burning a copy of the Quran. So they denied it, but the clerics called for their deaths. So on Saturday, hundreds of people poured in to the area, into the town, and the group supposedly had links to Al-Qaeda. Gee, what a surprise. And they've been involved in other terrorist attacks and targeting all kinds of things. And you had television footage that was pretty clear that showed them doing the damage I talked about at the beginning of this, going through the streets, firing off guns, grabbing women, and kids are screaming, and furniture on fire outside of houses. Can you imagine living this way? And this because they say that you destroyed a Quran, that you burned a copy of the Quran, and that it led to pretty much devastating this town and going after anybody and everyone. Just awful, awful stuff. Not the last awful thing, sadly, that we're going to throw at you, but this, I promise, is my final one for this hour anyway. A Minnesota woman, closer to home, charged with starving her daughter to death after her autistic 10-year-old daughter, who used a feeding tube to gain nourishment, basically took that away. So they found her dead, remember, a couple of years ago at the family's house in Hinckley, which is about, I guess, 80 miles outside of Minneapolis. And why did this happen? Why did she take the tube out? Because she couldn't handle the fact that her daughter was dying, that it was her fault that she died from malnutrition and dehydration. She couldn't handle the fact that she was autistic. At least that's certainly the belief. And now they're investigating, and they think they may have enough evidence. And boy, this poor girl, her weight dropped from 50 pounds to 31 pounds in 4 months before her death. Wow, 20% in such a short period. Of course, it's going to be fatal. Sad, sad stuff. Absolutely. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Funny.